Today I would like to present the everyday facts of life, anger in relationships, the anger, that demon that destroys everything, and Buddha compared anger with a toad in a sutta called Wamika. In Wamika Sutta he said anger is like a toad. You know, in the Asian countries, there's a lot of toads. And here also in Queensland, and now spreading all over Australia, we have cane toads. These toads, if you poke them, they puffed up. And if you poke more, all the poisons oozed out of the body. The more you do it, the more the poison come out. And that's very dangerous. So anger, especially in relationships, is a destroyer of happiness, is a destroyer of harmony, destroyer of marriages, and children suffer from it, grandparents suffer from it out of this anger. And that anger, like Buddha said, is the formulated in the mind. Mind is the forerunner. These are made by the mind. Buddha said, "Mano bhubangama dhamma mano sita mano maya." That means mind is the forerunner. So we need to somehow to contemplate now. Here again, we don't say thinking, we say contemplation. You know, thinking in ordinary wise is just remembering things and building up emotions again and again. If you remember about some angry moments, you keep getting angry whenever you think about it, and you don't get any solution out of it. But, you know, sorting out things, like making analysis, pros and cons, it's sort of contemplation. Contemplation is to see the situation in a realistic way and to find an answer to it. That is contemplation. So in Buddhist way of living, we don't put too much emphasis on thinking process. We put a lot of emphasis on contemplation through wisdom, through a calm and concentrated mind. So if we somehow look at anger, anger is a natural state of ego that is so, inflated, you know, in a sense that, can't see any other views or needs of others anymore, only see this one-sided view of what I want, what I need, what I require. Let's say, become to that. So if one doesn't get what one wants, one is angry. One is against others who are on the way. So that is anger, be it family members, be it your children, be it your loved ones. If you don't get what you want, you're angry. So if we somehow contemplate on this thing called anger, it always comes back to this narrowness of the mind. That means very egoistic. Big egos are the ones that always are very easy to be angry, short-tempered. So we are also sometimes in that situation. Sometimes we say something or we want something and then our partners do not agree to it. And then somehow we become very disappointed. And from that little disappointment, the seed that is sown there, it grows and grows and grows. From a little seed to a seedling, and then it becomes a very big tree and can't take it off anymore. This resentment built into the mind, this unhappiness built into the mind, grows and grows until one day the relationship can't be together anymore. So people walk different directions, which is very sad. But if we somehow train this mind, can see where this anger is coming up from, then we can somehow, you know, manage it, and we can somehow divert it, you know, so that it wouldn't explode, like a dam that is going to collapse. If there is an outlet, and if there is a downstream where, you know, there is no danger of flooding, then you release it little by little, little by little, and then the dam wouldn't collapse, it wouldn't be full. So diversion here is very important. When one is angry, one has to calm the mind down first. The best way is when one is angry, keep the mouth shut and don't do anything. Buddha said, don't do anything out of anger, out of foolishness, and out of fear. So when you're angry, follow Buddha's teachings, Buddha's words. Don't do anything, don't say anything. If you're really angry, take time out. Go for a walk, or go window shopping, or go for a kappa somewhere, or, you know, do something like that. Physical contact, you separate it as well. Time out, be on yourself alone. Sit quietly somewhere in the park where it's beautiful and nice. And just don't worry about anything. Just watch that anger. Just keep watching the anger and notice that how anger is. When anger comes up, physically and simply watching it. Not complication, not for sophistication. A simple act of watching this anger, how it starts. Inside is rolling and rolling. The heart is full of anger, anxieties, worries, and it's so heavy, painful, tight inside. Some people can't breathe. Sit quietly and close your eyes and watch that. The rest doesn't matter. Thinking is not important at all at that stage. Don't think. Don't think. Just watch that anger coming up and coming up and coming up. Somehow, after a while, it dies down. It reduces, like a kettle that's been boiling. As soon as it's finished boiling, you can't touch it. It's so hot. Leave it. About half an hour later, you can touch it. Still warm maybe, but you can touch it. Anger is like that. When it is at its peak, don't do anything at all. Don't say anything at all. If you say anything, if you do anything, then you have to pick up the bits and pieces afterwards with so much regret. The words that is so sharp that you have spoken when you are angry is like an arrow that have left the bow. You can run after it and say, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. You can't do that. It's gone. It has inflicted wounds. Like that, a word that is spoken when we are angry is so sharp, so piercing, it can hurt people. And to repair it, to damage it afterwards when you cool down, is so uneconomical and so unwise. It's total foolishness. Saying things, doing things out of anger. That's why Buddha said, don't do anything out of anger. Because it's bound to be a mistake, bound to be followed by misery and pain. So in this sense, following Buddha's words, when you're angry, just keep quiet and stay. And then even if you live in the same, you know, compound, same house with your partner, don't say anything, you know. Take on the good side of yourself, and if you're still making breakfast and meals, and just do it politely and this and that, but don't say anything. If you are forced to say, please allow me, do you have some time? Say nicely and then stay on your own and contemplate, keep contemplating. And meditate if it is possible for you. Because when you meditate, what you'll find out is anger or any emotional upset or any emotional feelings is an indulgence by the unwise. The wise don't indulge in these things. The wise just brush it off. Because through wisdom, you know that this is the movement of the mind that is moving to a different direction, to a negative direction. And when you meditate, you know the origins of the mind. The origin of the mind, that little moment that you were able to concentrate, no matter how short it is, that moment, if you observe it, got nothing in it. Nothing in it. No anger in it, no hatred in it, no ill will, no aversion. Only that calmness, serenity, and peacefulness. That's all it has, that moment of mind. The original state of mind, without being influenced by anything, when you are able to concentrate, even for a short while. The mind is like water, it's pure in its original state. Only when you mix the water with some other things, additives. If you put lemon and sugar, it becomes lemonade. If you throw it into the dirty sink, it becomes dirty water. If you flush it in the toilet, it becomes dirty water. But the water itself is not dirty. Like a river that is running. The river, the water running in the river. The natural state of the water doesn't run. Just because of the causes and conditions and situations, the water runs. Because one side of the plateau is higher and the other side of the country is lower. So the river flows from the high point to the low point. If the water is in a cup, it doesn't run. If that water is in a lake, it doesn't run. So the mind itself is pure. It doesn't move. Only when it is influenced by external sources, through these eyes that see, through this nose that can smell, through these ears that can hear, and through this tongue that can taste, through this body that can feel the touch, and through this brain that can think. So coming from these sources, by seeing, we don't see it with wisdom. By seeing, we like it, we attracted to it, attached to it, desire to want to have it. So the mind moves through these inputs. But when you're sleeping, when you don't have any dreams or anything like that, the mind is there. No anger, no sadness, no pain, no feeling, happily sleeping. So, only when the mind moves, happiness, unhappiness, anger, hatred, it all comes in. So, if you look from this wisdom point, it is so important to have this mind in a balanced state,